headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sarah and Olive with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, heavy rainfall over the weekend has resulted in flash flooding across Queensland, with the Bureau warning of further storms. The SES were called out to more than 70 storm-related jobs yesterday, primarily in Ipswich, Moreton Bay and Gold Coast areas. Senior meteorologist Angus Hines has stated, "It's very wet, causing some sharp river level rises, including the Logan River, which shot straight into major flooding overnight." Humidity percentages are also incredibly high across Queensland, peaking in the range of 80 to 90%. Also in local news, a new government report has secretly examined if Queensland can run Lang Park Stadium as a private company with political connections. ASM Global currently manages the state-owned venue, but state hire consultants from KPMG found multiple examples of where a government organisation may manage the stadium as well as the private company. The report stated, "The role of the venue manager is considered to be very limited with respect to the attraction of major sporting events." KPMG's report also noted that discussions of findings may occur with departments such as Sport, Premier and Cabinet, and State Development. In national news, Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke has justified his decision to refuse a visa application from Ayelet Shaked, a former Israeli minister. Despite Ms. Shaked's accusation of anti-Semitism, Mr. Burke explained that she sought a visa for a public speaking tour, rather than on the behalf of the Israeli government. Mr. Burke has stated, "My department has been refusing visas of people who want to come here and talk about the conflict if we think that they are going to seriously undermine social cohesion when they're here." Mr. Burke also referenced a series of Ms. Shaked's past comments, including that all Palestinians should leave Gaza and that the Gazan city of Khan Yunis should be turned into a soccer field.
Also in national news, industrial discourse continues in Melbourne, with Woolworths employees protesting distribution centres across the city. Over 200 workers are disputing against a major warehouse, with the protest reaching its 11th day. Members of the United Workers Union have accused Woolworths of being concerned more about profits than workers' safety. The supermarket has stated its plans to continue to negotiate with the union in order to reinstate items in the grocery stores. In international news, Russia has carried out a series of airstrikes in Syria after rebels advanced, seizing Aleppo, according to UK-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The strikes killed 12 people in an Aleppo hospital and another wounded more than 50 in the northwestern city of Idlib. On Saturday, Syrian President Assad vowed to defend Syria's stability and territorial integrity in the face of all terrorists and their backers. The civil war began in 2011 after the Assad government brutally responded to pro-democracy protests, resulting in around 500,000 deaths since its beginning. And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a chance of showers. It is currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is zero and the UV index is expected to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8am. We will be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website 4zzz.org.au/news.
Thank you.